to quickly. Commissioner Fritz.
My colleagues know that I've been working a modified schedule on my doctor's orders, and I'm afraid I'm going to have to leave. I really apologize to the appointees to the Mount Hood Cable Regulatory Commission and the Open Signal Board. It's actually one of my favorite topics, the work that you do, but I'm afraid I'm going to have to leave.
I'm completely understood, and we thank you for your participation today, Commissioner Fritz. Carly, could you read items 115 and 116?
Yes, 115, appoint Richard Roche and Corey Murphy to the Mount Hood Cable Regulatory Commission, and 116, appoint Kareem Hassanine to the Open Signal Board for term to expire November 30, 2021.
Colleagues, it's my pleasure to introduce my appointments to the Open Signal Board of Directors and to the Mount Hood Cable Regulatory Commission. Before hearing about our new commissioners, I'd also like to acknowledge former Mount Hood Cable Regulatory Commission Commissioner Sue Disciple for her 23 years of volunteer service to the commission. That is an extraordinary record of service. The pay was never good. Her input was always outstanding. And I want to personally thank her, and I want to thank her on behalf of the City of Portland for her dedicated service. Unfortunately, she was unable to attend today, but I'd like to make sure that her services and her accomplishments are shared on the record. During her service as a Portland commissioner, she was instrumental in creating the Mount Hood Cable Regulatory Commission Community Grants Program and the TechSmart Initiative for Student Success, ensuring that cable franchises supported community benefit agreements reflective of our local needs, and of course, for mentoring new commissioners. Sue, thank you very much for all of your dedicated service. I'll now turn this over to my policy advisor, Con Tran, to hear more about these incredibly talented prospective appointees.
Thank you, Mayor. Good afternoon, Mayor and Commissioners. My name is Con Tran. I'm the Mayor's liaison to the Office for Community Technology and the Mount Hood Cable Regulatory Commission, or MHCRC. I am here today to speak on the Mayor's nominations for the MHCRC and the Open Signal Board. For 36 years, Open Signal, formerly Portland Community Media, has provided media and technology training and tools to our diverse communities. Open Signal's mission is to empower our community to make effective use of media for creative expression, cultural exchange, and civic participation. It is my pleasure to introduce Kareem Hassanine as the mayor's nomination to the Open Signal Board. Kareem is a multidisciplinary designer and artist who has served on the board of Open Signal since 2018 in different capacity. He spent most of his formative years outside the U.S. living in Egypt before moving to Oregon in 2007 to study landscape architecture. Since then, he has worked as a landscape designer, architectural marketing professional, and freelance creative consultant. Kareem is passionate about amplifying civic engagement, particularly in the urban environment. He loves cities and believes in the power of community media to positively impact Portland's social, political, and physical landscape. Kareem is motivated to serve the Open Signal community to support citizenship as a visible, vocal, and active process. And I invited Kareem to say a few words about his desire to serve on the Open Signal Board.
Thank you.
Good afternoon.
It's a pleasure to be here again. This is the second time I've been in this chamber, and it's always a privilege to hear my fellow Portlanders and citizens speak on the issues that are so important and meaningful to them, and to also be able to observe the political process at play. All the really important information about my background has already been presented, but I will just add that part of what is so important to me about being an engaged citizen is empowering and advocating for those who may not be able to or be familiar with navigating the channels of making their voices heard. That is the fundamental reason why I believe in design as a problem-solving methodology and why I believe that that intersects with community and civic media. We are ultimately working to constantly redesign the systems that we use and the tools that we use to communicate with each other, communicate with you, and also ensure that that communication comes back into the communities in a meaningful and fruitful way. So often I get the question of, why are you here serving on a community media organization's board if your background is not in journalism or media traditionally? And my response to that is, my background is in a different form of medium, which is physical, the space that we occupy, and increasingly that space is digital, it's virtual, and the communication tools that we've used to build community across geographic distance over time, including books and newspapers and magazines and blogs and periodicals, have also moved into the virtual realm. Not only that, but emerging technologies such as virtual reality and augmented reality mean that the physical is also moving into the virtual. The way that we experience space online is to our bodies increasingly similar to the way that we experience space physically in the physical world.
You're scaring me, you know.
I'm gonna need a drink, just saying.
Well, it's scary. I mean, honestly, I believe it's an incredibly important factor that not only spatial designers need to be considering, but that media professionals and the designers of the tools that we use to communicate need to be considering. So for those reasons, it's really been a privilege to serve OpenSignal's community up until this point, and I look forward to continuing to do so with your approval.
Thank you. Commissioner Hardesty.
Thank you, Mayor, and thank you so much. So it's a little different when you're doing a presentation, huh?
A little bit.
But you were good. You were very good. So I know it's your first time, but you did well.
Thank you.
I just want you to know how near and dear to my heart OpenSignal is. It's probably one of the best kept secrets in the city of Portland. And quite frankly, it is priceless when it comes to engaging people who don't have access to us, power, don't know what they don't know. And so being appointed means that we are putting a huge responsibility on you, right? You and your other board members will need to figure out how do you get young people and people of color and those who don't believe that media is for them to be engaged, involved, and actually utilizing this enormous resource that we have. And I heard you say just before you ended that you want to continue to serve OpenSignal. So it sounds like you've been doing the work already.
Yeah, so I have been on the board, not in a mayoral appointee role, since 2018, which wasn't, I believe, included in my bio. As the board moves and grows and changes over time, my understanding is that that mayoral appointee role shifts. Different people come in and out of that position. But yes, I have been working with the OpenSignal community for a couple of years now.
And what's the most exciting thing about working with OpenSignal? If I didn't already give you the answer.
You can't use any words she already used.
Okay.
See how creative he is.
Yeah, my God.
Honestly, aside from all of the incredible work that the organization has been doing, the people at the organization have been doing, including our Black Filmmakers Fellowship program and our immersive media developments, the most exciting thing for me is being able to grow with the community of OpenSignal. Historically, it hasn't always been as accessible or transparent in terms of board staff and community members communicating with each other. And in the time that I've been there, that has really radically shifted and continues to do so.
When I was there, I don't know what happened when I left. I guess when I left, all of a sudden, they didn't talk to each other anymore. What a pleasure. It's nice to meet you, and I look forward to seeing what you do in your new role, being an appointee of the mayor on OpenSignal. It's near and dear to my heart, and I think, again, it's one of the best-kept secrets that we have.
That means so much. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Con, does that complete your presentation for both reports?
No, Mayor, this is the first report.
Just the first report.
Do you want a motion?
I'd be happy to entertain a motion.
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion from Commissioner Hardesty, second from Commissioner Udaly. Please call the roll.
Hardesty?
Aye.
Udaly?
Thank you for your willingness to continue serving. I vote aye.
Wheeler?
I am thrilled that you want to continue to serve. We really appreciate it. Thanks for bringing not only a tremendous amount of talent, but an important perspective and a good sense of humor. Yeah. All of these things are important. So thank you.
I'm
very happy to support you again. I vote aye.
Thank you.
The appointment is approved. The report is accepted. Thank you.
Thanks, Kareem.
All right. Thank you, Kareem. Commissioners, the Mount Hood Cable Regulatory Commission negotiates and enforces cable service franchise agreements, manages the public benefit resources and assets derived from their franchises, and advocates on behalf of the public interest on communications policy issues at the state, federal, and local levels. It is my pleasure to introduce both Richard Roach and Corey Murphy as the mayor's nominations to the Mount Hood Cable Regulatory Commission. Rich comes to us as a retiree with over 40 years' experience working in telecommunications with PacBell and AT&T. He has an impressive list of accomplishments and skills, from working with nonprofits, managing large budgets, coordinating build efforts and local programming capabilities with local governments and communities, working with statewide franchise obligations, and even climbing telephone poles. These are, of course, just a few examples. Last one's supposed to be.
And getting down them safely.
And getting down. That's
calling fire, right?
His many proud achievements include serving as board chair of the New Horizons in Glendale, California, where Rich was the first non-Latino member of the board. New Horizons was the largest provider of services to Glendale's Latino community. During his tenure, he developed programs that address the needs of homeless families, ESL for unemployed mothers, and cooperative after-school programs with the Glendale Police Department. In recognition of his efforts with New Horizons, he was named the Glendale Latino Association, Man of the Year. Rich has also been appointed by the City Councils of Burbank and Glendale to chair the Glendale-Burbank Workforce Investment Board, where he led a board of business, union leaders, and educators to develop programs to build skills and capabilities of the unemployed, where the goal was to enable people to build living wage careers. Corey Murphy. Corey Murphy is a remarkable organizational development leader who facilitates collaborative partnerships, especially in technology and infrastructure sectors, aimed at improving the systemic health and success of historically and racially marginalized communities. Born and raised in Portland, Corey brings over 20 years of experience in training, facilitating, and coaching and leading teams. He's collaborated with some of the best authorities in change management, emotional intelligence, community engagement, strategic systems, thinking, planning, and other cultural development strategies with nonprofits, public and private organizations. During this time, he has led system-wide improvements in Oregon's child welfare system in 2012, facilitated community-based chronic disease self-management courses through the African American Health Coalition, trained hundreds of employees to use an equity lens at Multnomah County, helped kick off the Black Male Achievement Initiative in Portland in 2014, and has recently moderated several community feedback meetings. Currently, Corey works as the Equity and Inclusion Manager for Multnomah County's Department of County Assets, which includes their Information Technology Division. There, he uses skills to create a leadership and workplace culture where different people work together in psychologically safe environments to provide high-functioning infrastructure support for a myriad of Multnomah County services and those who use them. I'd like to invite Rich and Corey to say a few words about their motivation to serve on the commission, starting with Rich.
Okay. Yeah. Mayor and commissioners, thank you for this opportunity. I retired from AT&T 11 months ago, and that's significant because I was told at that time by many friends, don't even consider looking for anything to do for 12 months. I almost made it. But this opportunity came up, and I looked at it and said, this is something that's right in my wheelhouse. I have a lot of background in the things that are important for this committee, sort of the nuts and bolts type stuff, from regulatory, I do know how to climb a pole, don't want to do it anymore. But it's an exciting position because with this commission, you're looking at how can you close the digital divide, how do you work on digital equity? And I think people look at cable as being a mature product that has very little growth left. But I think it can, especially in underserved communities. We can look for opportunities for change and ways to close the digital divide. And additionally, just the community technology grants. During my time up here, I've only been up in Oregon for 6 years. I spent most of my career with AT&T down in Southern California, moved up here with the company, but one of the reasons I did, my wife is from Oregon, and she always wanted to come home, so with the kids out of the house and everything, we were able to make this move. But one of the things I did with the company was look at grants. And so within this community, we have worked very closely with CHIC-TEC, SEI. In fact, I was on the board of SEI with Work Systems and other organizations to put money into the community, looking for ways to close the digital gap, looking at equity, because those things are important. And I hope I could bring those same skills to the commission.
Thank you. We appreciate it. We're always so happy when somebody with your level of experience, your talent, your level of dedication fails at retirement. That just opens up so many great opportunities for us. And we're thrilled to have you. We really are. Thank you so much.
The other thing about retirement, you get to a point where retirement's great. Don't get me wrong. But I was really looking for something to do outside of myself to give back to the community.
Awesome. And we're so thankful and grateful. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Corey. Good afternoon, Mayor and Commissioners. Again, my name is Corey Murphy. I'm excited, even more excited now after hearing who I'm partnering with over here. Excited to serve on the Cable Regulatory Commission. I guess I'll say partly because if I don't, then I'm not sure who will from my community. I've been here for a while and I didn't ask to sort of be in the roles that I'm in, and I'm in them, and there's a incredible moment of radical acceptance that I've been through over the last several really years or months, particularly as I've been with Multnomah County, understanding the future of our technology landscape possibilities. And as Richard talked about, that divide's getting bigger and bigger if we don't do anything about it. Mm. There's a bill moving through Congress called the Digital Equity Act of 2019. That uses a phrase called full participation. The technological capacity to have full participation in our economy, our society, and our democracy. That's what I'm talking about. Full participation, closing the gap with a device and a connection is one part of it. We're looking for full participation, and I believe the Multnomah County, the Mount Hood Cable Regulatory Commission has an opportunity to really set that bar. I guess the ways to specifically sort of thinking about getting there is really simply creating and increasing the awareness among Black people, other people of color who, I remember 100 years ago, weren't even wanted in this state. But now we have an opportunity to create a future together. And I think technology is an incredible way to level that playing field. So I want to be a part of it. And again, with your approval, I'll do the best job that I can.
Thank you, Corey.
Fantastic. Thank you, Rich and Corey. And I also want to say, because we're a bit behind in time, I want to thank you, Rich and Corey and Kareem, for being patient with us and for sticking around. And not so much you, Rich, because you're retired, but
the rest of us want to go ahead.
So, Commissioners, as you know, equity is always at the forefront of everything we do in the city. This recruitment was no exception. I hope you'll find that all three of these nominated individuals not only have the technical competencies required for the job, but also possess professional experience in working with communities of color and underserved communities. I have no doubt that these nominees will be great assets to their respective boards and represent Portland in the best way. And, of course, I'm here to answer any questions you might have. Thank you for your time.
So, may I give you a motion to approve the nominees as presented?
Second.
We have a motion to accept the report from Commissioner Hardesty, second from Commissioner Udaly. Carla, please call the roll.
Hardesty?
So I want to thank both of you gentlemen for coming today. And on a personal note, Corey, I am so grateful that you've agreed to serve on the Mount Hood Regulatory Commission, because I've been extremely disappointed over the years in the lack of diversity of that board. And quite frankly, the arrogance of the people who were on the board, really not engaging communities of color in a meaningful way. I really felt they were very dismissive, right? It's been a few years ago, so maybe they're all gone and we got all new great people. But I think you two gentlemen are going to add so much to that, both because of your backgrounds and your commitment. I want to encourage you to not be limited by the few organizations led by people of color that you know. and ask the question about who else is out there, who else should we be connecting to? Because I see the same two organizational names on everything, and quite frankly, to me, we have a whole wealth of people out there that should be benefiting from these resources. So I happily vote aye.
You Daly.
Well, thank you for your willingness to serve. I vote aye.
Wheeler.
This was great, and I'm sorry we had to wait 3.5 hours to have this conversation. I want to thank both of you gentlemen, Corey and Rich. It is honestly so impressive to me, the quality of people that we get who want to serve on our commissions. As I always say, the pay is not very good. But we so appreciate you bringing such expertise and such talent and enthusiasm and passion to what you're doing. And I can tell you guys are just going to hit the ground running. I so appreciate it. Con, I want to thank you as well. Con is a dedicated member of the mayoral team. I want to thank you for the work that you've put into these nominations and once again bringing us a very, very able slate of candidates. Thank you for that. I see Elizabeth Perez hiding in the background, Director of the Office for Community Technology. Thank you for all the great work you're doing and will do. I am very happy to support these nominations. I vote aye. The report is accepted. Thank you all.
Thank you.
And we're adjourned.
Thank you. Thank you.